given the fact that I'm here in the States, and it's really not eventful in terms of what's happening in Bosnia. I'm glad I'm here, actually, because a lot of things are happening in the United States at this point, in the United Nations. There's a resolution on the genocide in Srebrenica that has many sponsors, and it's in the General Assembly rather than in the Security Council, where it couldn't fly past Russia that protects Serbia. And so it's going to be the beginning of May, so a lot of preparations, jockeying. Serbia is going nuts with this. Republika Srpska as well. They are thinking this is an attempt by Bosniaks to define all Serbs or Serbs as a nation as genocidal people, and that's not intent. It doesn't even mention Serbia or Republika Srpska. It's simply the Day of Remembrance of genocide in Srebrenica. But that has caused a lot of turmoil back in the region, both Serbia and Bosnia-Herzegovina, and especially in Bosnia-Herzegovina, where that was used as another occasion to deny genocide, that genocide happened at all, offer statements by Mr. Dodik, the head of the Republika Srpska, who said in one of his interviews that Serbs simply cannot live with Bosnian Muslims, Bosniaks, and they will not live with them, indicating really that's a lesser class of citizens, which for many Bosniaks, that simply means that the genocide will happen again, because that is the same sentiment of Goebbels and Nazis were offering in the days that led to the Holocaust and all the things that happened in the Second World War, and the statements that led to the genocide in Srebrenica. So the situation at home is probably by far the worst since the end of the war. It's exacerbated by those who are representing, quote-unquote, representing Bosniaks in that coalition, are so unprepared for this, for dealing with this. It's actually their giving in to the demands of the nationalists that set the stage for this behavior. They became so... the nationalist Dodik and Čović, so outrageously open in their demands, all of them leading to the diminishing role of the country and thus making the country impossible really to function as a country, that it is going to be really hard to put a genie back in the bottle. And the international community enabled it by removing one nationalist as opposed to two, making the Bosniaks the villains, where the villains were really elsewhere. And so we are living there, the results, the consequences of tremendous mistakes by the international community. And the United States, I believe, is seeing now what really is happening and what happened, and it seems to be distancing itself from the policies of the European Union that is insisting on the path that has been taken thus far, which to anybody who had any sense was obvious that it cannot lead to anything good. So that European path to European, to EU ascendance has been stopped, blocked, derailed, as expected, because the nationalists only allowed the process to continue to be able to have their demands fulfilled after that, as it was promised by those Bosniaks who are there just to be in power and not to promote the interest of the country. There is a sense of despair. People are, I think, utterly, totally confused. On the one hand, they believed those who defeated Bosniak nationalists. They believed them, they are going to bring the new world, the new day, new politics to Bosnia-Herzegovina, to them, and that the other two nationalists will suddenly become cooperative and better, only to wake up in the new reality, which basically says that while perhaps in the past there were a lot of tensions, and there were, but nothing comparable to this, which basically is clear proof that you cannot give an inch to nationalists, to people who don't work for the good of the community of all. This is really fascism playing out in front of us, and we are simply closing our eyes, saying, well, perhaps they'll come to their senses. They never do. And this is not just in Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's playing out in Serbia. It's playing out in Croatia. It's playing out in many countries in the world. And it seems to me that democracy is under tremendous, or continues to be under tremendous pressure to give rise to populists, to autocrats, who are using democracy to gain power, and they will then undermine democracy after that, or they try to dismantle it. It's going to be interesting to see the elections in European Union next time, I believe next year. Everybody is expecting the right to make inroads and to become greater force, which is again not good for Bosnia-Herzegovina. Expecting those who are more inclined to align with Putin and Russia than the United States to have a greater voice there. That's going to be even more exacerbated if Mr. Trump wins the office again in the United States, the White House. So, honestly, it's really gloomy. As far as we are concerned, we are getting ready for the elections in terms of deciding where we have strengths and how we will approach the elections. We have to find the money, and we got fined again, and I probably mentioned that, by Central Electoral Commission, so we need to find the money for that. Today we have this, I don't know what the right term is, it's not a regular meeting of the Presidential Governing Council of Platform for Progress. But it's one of the sessions that are called extraordinary fashion, urgent session, where we want to talk about simply elections, just one item on the agenda. Because the main board, that defines the strategy is waiting for the directions from this body in terms of how to approach the preparations for the elections. So we're going to talk about that vice president has the task of informing about the readiness of their units, where they have strength and they don't have strength, so that we can determine the approach and then decide how to really divide the resources that we have and where to focus, where we have a chance of getting council members elected, city council members elected. There's also the need to think about coalitions, and I think what we will have is not a grand coalition or we going everywhere with somebody, but we're getting information from local organizations that they would like to form local coalitions with certain parties, and the makeup will be different from city to city, where they have particular strong relationship with certain people from other parties, and they're asking them for us to join forces and be able to pass the level of 3%, which is required for anybody to have a chance to have a seat at the table. So if you join forces, it's more likely that you will pass the threshold. And then there's always a tough conversation about who's going to be listed first or second. So that's going to be fun, but not really. there's always somebody who's going to be disappointed because of that leave. But such is life. Luckily, our human resources committee that evaluates candidates is strong and working really hard to evaluate people properly. We have the team for communications and marketing that seems to be doing well. I had a post yesterday, a Facebook post that was really carried on by many portals, including the largest one in the country, simply because I used harsher language than usually to define the behavior of those Bosniaks in government, in the state, at the country, in the government at the country level, who are simply allowing Dodik and Čović to do whatever they want to do just so that they can keep talking about the process moving along certain things that are sort of in the agenda of the of the European Union, knowing that everything else that they allow can simply make that meaningless, because everything else that they give in is destroying the country. And unbelievable. Anyway, when I get back, my plan is to, if it turns out that it's feasible, to simply travel a lot and just visit our organizations everywhere, local, whether we have strong organization or just a beginning of it, does matter. We'll go and have a coffee with citizens, whoever wants to show up, and then we'll talk about the future of Bosnia-Herzegovina, because these are really strange and dangerous times. That's it.
Well, just, and I know time's a little short, but one question, if my math serves me correctly, this is the second time for local elections since the formation of the Platform for Progress. Right. And do you feel, with the reorganization and everything, that do you feel more ready and prepared than you have been in the past to tackle the challenges ahead?
Well, in 20, 2020, we had our first local elections, and then we gained 22 positions in various city councils. That number simply came as a result of our success in 2018, where we had an independent candidacy for president, and that carried over. Now we are in a very different position. We had years of turmoil, rebuilding coalition that didn't produce anything, now rebuilding. And people that are discouraged because they see that the parties in power see us as a threat, even though we don't have a position at the national or entity levels or canton levels, but see these ideas as a threat and doing everything in their power to convince people that any vote for us is a vote for the nationalists. Because it takes votes away from them. And so we don't know how we'll be. We just hope that people have seen now that everything we said thus far actually panned out and it was right. We characterized them absolutely well, and we are the third way. And that actually the only way to get country to a better place is to give vote for to us, so that we can be the the force that will tip the right to form the government to one side or the other, so we can actually force them to behave differently. That being said, I have no idea, honestly, what to expect. We're getting information from areas where we are strong that we will do better than in the past, but not in all areas of strength. And in areas where we were getting one or close to one representative in the city council, there are some of those that actually have, where the organization has been diminished. So it seems that we will be in fewer places, but expect a stronger turnout. So whether we will match the past performance, exceed it, or be underneath it, it's really an unknown for us. We don't have the money to do any polling to see what citizens really think about us, how many of those would actually vote for us, and so on. The big parties have the money, even more now than ever. This ruling coalition has more money, and they will use the money to promote themselves and diminish us. So I don't know. It's a great question. I wish I knew. I don't.